Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two at Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Dolphins, who came up short last night, falling to Buffalo 31-21. Miami will take an 0-3 record in the next week's matchup with the Jets on Monday Night Football. Over to the Canes, who will host the Gators tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 7:30 from Hard Rock, and the game can be heard right here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And to the Marlins, who swept the Rockies with a 9-7 win. Miami now head to Texas for a three-game series with the Rangers. Tonight's first pitch is at 8:10. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Rand Robbins got released. He takes over. Punt is with a flag down, and the punt's going to be downed at the 2-yard line. But you've got Zach Sealer.
Blew him up.
And Sealer is a 8-year veteran, one of the best players on this defense, blows up the long snapper and tries to make a play, and because of that effort, it cost him.
Can't make stupid errors like that, and we got to learn from each and every play. Can't put ourselves in positions like that, and you know, I can't do that. You know, obviously I got to learn how to work through the punt rush and going through all that and falling to the side. So, you know, like you said, not one play lies in the game, but it sure does feel pretty bad sometimes. So, you know, God's got a plan and got to work through it and we got to keep growing. I think a lot of guys showed a lot of flashes today. I think both sides of the ball did some great things. Obviously, there's plenty to clean up, but I think we're trending in the right direction. We just got to right the ship and go on a run.
To a throw, and it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Carroll Bernard with the huge interception.
Yeah, I thought I was in rhythm in timing of the play. Seeing the flat defender go over the top of Jalen. Jalen's turning around. I think that was a really good play by the defender. And, you know, had some color in my face trying to maneuver the throw as well. But I 10 out of 10 times, if we're looking at that same thing, you know, I think I'd still try to work that timing of hitting that that spot. And I think the linebacker made a great play on that.
Tell me how you feel about it now, child.
All right, Dad. When I was young, my daddy turned on the TV.
Uh-huh. That's what my daddy did to me.
And there it began when he said, girl, listen to me.
Oh, this is sounding way too familiar.
Then there's the fence, the team in orange and blue. They never win.
That's still true.
But love them just like I love you.
Oh, man, sounds like it's happening all over again. Daddy made me love the Dolphins. I'm sorry that he done such a thing, but it's my lot to love the Dolphins. Just don't expect no ring.
Nah, don't expect a ring.
Daddy made me love the Dolphins.
Hell, don't expect to get to the big game.
Ask myself why. It's my life to love the Dolphins, although they make me cry.
Oh, boy, man.
I got to tell you, that thing is so bad. Nothing against my brother-in-law and my nephew who did this many, many years ago. That's sad right there. Same thing's been bad for a while now.
We've heard it three straight weeks, that song. We're in week three.
Yeah.
So not good.
Not good.
A great start.
I do have some good news. We got great high school football down here. We got some games last night.
I thought you were going car insurance.
Larry Bluestein. No, no, I didn't save any money. And hell, I got a damn ticket from these Miami Shore police officers. Hit me for a.
Again today?
45 and a 30.
No.
Second one.
No. Oh, man. You tell them you had a long night.
I didn't even have a chance to go. Do you know who I am?
they rung you up.
Huh? The guy, I don't want to hear nothing. Just give me your license.
You should have a house account at one of these ticket lawyers by now, right?
No, you know what's funny? I'll have 14 attorneys call me by the end of the day. They get your information who's got tickets, and they all those ticket lawyers, man. Be 40 of them calling me today. Hey, I can save you some points on that on your.
Well, you're a good client for them.
Oh, God,
you're a whale.
Remember that thing happened to me over there in the Miami Gardens?
The light, the traffic light thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every morning, 4 o'clock, there's nobody around. It's kind of a rough neighborhood. So I did what they call of course, California gets all the bad stuff. California stop, which means you never come to a complete stop. That's the first time I heard of it. I don't know if you've ever heard that before I started saying
it. I've never heard it was called a California stop.
The California stop. I guess people out there are known to never come to a complete stop. Well, nobody's around. We call it the California stop. So you kind of look and you just keep rolling, make that turn.
I'll say we're a city known to.
Well, anyway,
an occasional
I did not know that they had those cameras up.
Yeah.
And so it, if I'd have got like one, but I apparently did it like, I'm not proud of this, by the way, I'm just telling you. I did it like 2 weeks in a row. And my wife goes, hey, we got like, $1,500 of tickets here. What are you doing? And I go, I didn't know what she was talking about. I didn't even know about these friggin' lights. They should be illegal.
You know what's funny? Like, I picture you today going home and like having to hand her the ticket because she doesn't have to take care of it. Like, I did it again.
So anyway.
Right? I mean, you're going to have to hand it to her today, right? Or,
no, there's nothing worse than going. And you know, they send you the video.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't go, I prove it. And then they go, look at the tape. Yep. Did you ever come to a stop? There's your car. That's you, right?
Oh, they got video. Yep.
Yeah, they got you. That corner. You know what corner it was? Yeah, that was.
Oh, I know exactly what we're talking about. It's that whatever that is that Ives Dairy Road where you can go straight to the stadium? Right
there, 199th Street.
Yeah, sure. That's exactly what you're talking about.
That breakfast joint's right real close there. I like to go to ham and eggs in the morning.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
A little Dolphin football for like an hour. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Nothing can
Oh, what a day.
Hey, so anyway, besides being a dumbass again, guy tells me, he goes, you know how fast you're going? I have no idea. I didn't think I was going that fast. Nobody on the road.
You say, just give me the ticket.
I mean, what am I going to do? You can give it to me. It was a different guy. They're not exactly anybody that works that shift, not in a great mood when they pull you out of a car at 4:30 in the morning or quarter to five. They're not like, hey, how you doing? How's everything?
That's got to be the only speed trap in the entire city.
Any police officer that has that shift, I can tell you there's a good chance they're salty.
Everyone's driving a buck, buck 25 on 95 out here. Like, they're getting you for going 40.
Yeah.
On this little side street. Yeah.
Oh, don't try it. Thanks.
What's going on?
Thanks
out there,
trying to help me, for trying to help me, Woody. I appreciate that.
I'll represent you though if you want.
No, there's none.
I'll take your ticket.
Take it like a man.
It for you.
Take it like a man. And I, by the way, I do not do that thing that a lot of celebrities in this town do, and that's, do you know who I am when something happens? And then police send it out, and you look like just a complete ass clown every time you do it. What's the guy told you? The rapper from Toronto or a singer?
Oh, Drake.
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 Drake's in front of me, right? At the, the Heat just won a championship. The big three won a championship. So I'm second in line. He comes up with his guys and slides in there. And this lady, I don't know if you've seen the average age of some security over there at the arena, but there's an older crowd of men and women that. And so he hits them, and they go, oh, you got to wait. And, you can hear them celebrating and they're screaming. They won. And And I'm guessing Drake was told by Dwayne and those and LeBron, you know, they were hanging out with him. They could go in. And he did it. I'm standing right there, and he did. He goes to the lady. She goes, oh, you have to wait. Everybody's got to wait. They haven't given me permission to let you guys in yet. And he goes, do you know who I am? We got all the camera guys from all the stations and radio. Everybody's ready to fly in there. Get what you can. Catch the celebration, the champagne. And this guy, who, by the way, is a fan of whoever's winning.
Yes.
He has. I know he does the Toronto thing as home base, but whoever's winning, he's their biggest fan. Do you know who I am? He pulled the do you know who I am card.
In fairness, everybody likes a winner, right?
Yeah, but,
you know,
always a bad look when you go, do you know who my father is, and you're in trouble, or you see that, or, you know, your father comes, why you got to throw me under that? Damn, bad luck. All right, hey, Woody, we got to get caught up. We got some high school football. Very excited to hear about what's going on, including a couple of games last night and a big one tonight on a school that we have not given respect to that you might reckon. I said it last night. You know that guy named James Cook and his brother Dalvin that went to Miami Central? Miami Central is really good again, and they've got American Heritage Plantation at home tonight. And by the way, you know American Heritage Plantation, Patrick Surtain Jr. and all those guys. Got a few great players over there. They got a bunch of guys in the league now, too. Everybody's got a bunch of guys in the league down here. Hey, I got to tell you, I want to talk about somebody else. Gary and Harvey. No, it's not quarterback and wide receiver. No, they're just a couple of guys that if you've been in an automobile accident or a slip and fall and you've been injured and you're in pain and, you know, you're looking around and you've been watching all these TV commercials and we got attorneys holding dogs and we got them running into the picture and come see me and sit down and you see the guy sitting at a table with a client and you're going, that's the guy I want. I like that guy. See him every night. I like that guy. So you go in and you go, I want the guy in the commercial. Oh, he doesn't handle cases. He hands them off to us. So I go, oh, so you're one of those handoff lawyers. Yeah, they hand them off. They're just there. And they send you to different attorneys. They're all really good, though. We swear. Well, you won't get that with Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. No, they're the partners of Cohn and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys ready to help you anywhere in South Florida. I'm talking about the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back and have a tequila with you on a Friday afternoon. Now, those are my kind of guys right there. I got to tell you, if you're not happy where you are, I don't know if you know this, you can leave anytime. If you're feeling like a second-class citizen and you're not real important because apparently they have a lot of cases, well, you want to feel like you're a priority, go read the reviews at CohnandJudah.com and see what people are saying about them. Partners who you can always get a hold of, even on a weekend. Go to 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. You know, we got great football, man. Last night, that Buffalo Bills team, as we bring in Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, three players from St. Thomas Aquinas last night, all played pretty well, I might add. Not bad there. Two wide receivers. And, of course, Joey Bosa. Then you see the running back, James Cook, Miami Central. Sean Pagnot's not even around anymore, Blue. Greg Russo, first round pick up there.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the Buffalo Bills, they love their South Florida players, man. I don't need to tell you that. And we're going to be talking about those schools. Last night, were you surprised? Atlantic Del Rey ends up beating up Norton pretty good.
Yeah, surprised by the score. Not so much by the fact that Atlantic won. You and I talked about that yesterday when we were talking about some of the top games. And, you know, they've done a great job up there. Coach Murray's done a tremendous job, you know, with Atlantic. He picked up the ball that was started, you know, about 6-7 years ago. And this is a team that's got a good shot. You know, I mean, last year, remember, they had a 20-0 lead on St. Thomas in the playoffs.
Right.
You know, they caught him, obviously, but it's a good football team, you know. I mean, and they've got a shot, like I said, to do something in Class 5A. They're going to have to meet St. Thomas somewhere along the line again. But until they get there, you know, they have that monumental Palm Beach showdown in about a month or so with West Boca. Yeah, this is a good football
team. That's
going
to be a good one.
Yeah, take nothing away from New Orleans. And, you know, I they're just not, you know, they've lost too much over the last couple of years. You know, you can't lose a defensive front like they have, and, you know, a quarterback who was a record setter. But, we found out a lot about both teams last night.
How about Palmetto? I know you like Palmetto a lot, and they've got some good wins, 42-21 over Killian.
Yeah, Killian is undefeated. And, you know, this is one of those rivalries. This is the Big Cat Trophy. They play at this thing every single year, you know, for as long as I can remember. And you know, Killian is a 2A school. You know, it's when Derek Gibson, who's the head coach of Miami Central, went there, he was telling me they had like 3,200 students. They're struggling to get to 500 or 600 these days. So it's a smaller school, and Palmetto coming off a. You would think there would be a little bit of a letdown. They came off a win over Columbus, which was the first one in a long time. And, you know, that's big for them. But Palmetto kind of showed that right now they're kind of in control of their own destiny.
Hey, Blue, so I got to get to the sexy sister tonight. Central at American Heritage Plantation. I want to apologize to Miami Central because – last night we got to see, and those two brothers, as we mentioned before, how good they are. And by the way, James Cook is really starting to act like Dalvin Cook, isn't he? The way he's running the football. But at American Heritage Plantation, and by the way, American Heritage Plantation all of a sudden has got a quarterback who had 49 touchdowns a year ago at Northwestern High School, one of our best high schools in the state of Florida. Leon Strotter comes in, is going to start. How much of this offense can he know? And does American Heritage, who we loved before this year started, of course, Dia Bell, one of the top quarterbacks in the country, going to Texas. Now, what do you expect in this game tonight? Central going to Plantation.
You know, this is really an interesting game because Central basically is an unknown team. They didn't play a spring game. They had their fall kickoff classic canceled. Their first game against Jacksonville Reigns was canceled because of a stadium up in Jacksonville. They had their home opener as far as their district canceled last week. So they've only played two games.
That's amazing.
They've run the clock on both teams, you know, that they've played in Booker T. Washington and Edison. So who are they? You know, I mean, your coach Derek Gibson takes over for Juke Joseph, who won, you know, a state title and did a tremendous job. We will know tonight. I think their defensive front is really good. They run the ball extremely well. They have a quarterback in McQueen that comes back from last year. They have good receivers. Their offensive line is not as deep. So it's going to, you know, we'll find out a lot about them. And about Heritage, you know, I mean, without Dia Bell last week, they were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And a game that was actually scheduled when Pat Surtain was the head coach, because that's his alma mater, Edna Carr in Louisiana, who, by the way, have won 18 out of the last 19 games, including a state championship. And Heritage took him into overtime on the road in the Superdome. And so, you know, Mike Smith is a great coach, and he has a tremendous coaching staff. And I'll tell you, Joe, you know, I mean, this is setting up to be a really good game this evening in Plantation. And, you know, I think the last time Central was here, Dalvin Cook was actually running back who, you know, played in that game and kind of separated the game with a couple of, with a kickoff return and a long run. So it's, you know, these teams are, like we said, you know, at the beginning of the season, nobody is skirting anybody. Everybody's playing everybody.
I love it. I do. I love it.
And you have Columbus tonight, who is playing against Northwestern and has a chance to be 0-4, which is uncharacteristic of Coach Dave Dunn and his team. But that shows you the type of schedule that they're playing.
So what happened? Columbus just lost a lot of guys, right? A lot of their team from last year.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they lost a lot of good guys. I mean, they had a, you know, last year they were in a rebuilding mode and a lot of people never gave them any credit. And remember, they came within 6 points of beating a Venice team who was arguably one of the best in the state last year. So, you know, it high school football is really strange in that way because you can get a freshman. You know, you look at Malachi Toney and everybody's all surprised at what he's doing at Miami. But if you remember when he was a freshman, his very first year, you know, on national television, I think he caught 2 touchdowns and well over 100 yards in receiving. So you get these young kids who come out of the great youth football leagues that they have in South Florida, and they're game ready. You know, so you never know what freshman is going to step up, like Neiman Lawrence, who had a tremendous game last week against New Orleans for Northwestern and has shown that he's one of the top young quarterbacks in the country. So, yeah, obviously, you know, you still have a lot of these young kids who could fill in, but you're 100% right. In South Florida, you can't lose a nucleus of your team and be able to compete with the Northwesterns and the Southridges and programs like that.
Hey, so real quickly, Cardinal Gibbons, coach, the Bucs team's been so good for so long. You said they still got a good team. We're going to find out because they got Coconut Creek, who hadn't lost a game.
Coconut Creek's a really good program, too. And that's on Saturday night. That's a Saturday night exclusive. They're going to go head-to-head with Miami and Florida. But at the same time, you know, a lot of their fans will get an opportunity to see what type of team they are. Remember, Cardinal Gibbons is a quote-unquote smaller school. They're 2A. And after watching Killian last night and seeing the Immaculata LaSalle, who are 2A schools, I think Cardinal Gibbons got a shot. You know, I think they got a shot maybe to get back or at least, you know, make a run at a state title. Remember, they went through a period where they won 3 out of 4 years. So, they've done pretty well. But there's some really good football to be played. Like I said, every single week, you know, you're going to have some tremendous games. And I guess after tonight, we'll know where Central stands. We'll know where Heritage stands. And remember, Heritage just goes right back into it. They're playing their crazy schedule. They got St. Thomas coming up. You know, they got New Orleans in a district game. So it's going to be interesting. And then remember, Central and Northwestern, everybody's already getting their tickets for that game in 3 weeks. And, that's going to be monumental. And
Taz Powell's going to be shaking over there, man. That's a great one.
it will. And, but St. Thomas also comes out of the gate tonight. They have a district game against MacArthur, a team that's on the rise. One of the teams I guess we'll be talking about over the next couple of years, but that's a district game and that's pretty interesting for them as well.
Hey, so let's jump into, I got a couple more things, but I want to hear the top five. This is where you start to piss people off. What you've seen, I want to hear your top five and how it stands right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get too many people angry. St. Thomas stands at 1, Northwestern right behind him at 2. Central until further notice.
Central jumped up to
Chaminade, which they've got 2 games this coming week. We'll see what happens. You know, they've got a makeup game coming up. We'll play Edison and play Western next week. They'll be at 4. And Miami Southridge, who came up with a huge win last night, a district win, pretty much all but wrapped up their district kind of early.
Yeah.
At number 5. But let's keep Dillard in mind. They have an opportunity to run the table. Also, Ice Harris, what he's doing at Matter Academy in year 1, they're undefeated. Keep those teams in mind.
Yeah, we will. I got one more thing for you now because you spent a lot of time with all the colleges around here. And you know, tomorrow night, Hard Rock at Hard Rock Stadium, it's a big one. The big show from ESPN's coming in town. Gators and Canes. You know the talent on both teams. You know a lot of them. You follow them since they've been in youth football. Who do you like in that game? Forget the spread. Who do you like?
Miami, real close. It's going to be a close game. And I for fans of football, remember, Florida's recruited extremely well. They've got dudes. I mean, they've got dudes. Right now, they're just trying to get on the same page. But, yeah, Miami's played well. They're at home. But don't take this game for granted, because Florida's got those type of players. Remember, they've got a gauntlet to run like nobody else. And they've got to be prepared. And, you know, certainly they could be easily 3-0 coming into this game, and, you know, a couple of mistakes here and there. But we'll see. But I can tell you this. This may be the most highly attended recruit game that we've ever had. Now, the opening game against Notre Dame, there were plenty of recruits, but this is a different animal here.
Yeah.
It's got two in-state teams that a lot of these players, maybe not for class of 26, but for 27 and 28,
that's right,
maybe hanging on the balance. So yeah, it's going to be well attended. Everybody's going to be watching, and you know, it's going to be a really close game. One of those four quarter games, obviously.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. Blue, as always, man. Thank you so much, bud. Really appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Have a great weekend.
Anytime. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. We got a lot more stuff to still jump on the show. Omar Kelly's going to join us. We're going to try to wake Omar up somewhere in Buffalo. Probably stayed out and had a couple extra chicken wings last night, dipped in some blue cheese, maybe a couple of cold beers. Hey, I want to talk about something real serious for just a moment here. A lot of guys out there, I've been on and off the road a few times myself, and I always tell everybody, man, I see guys go to it, you know, and go through it, and I say, hey, man, it happens through marriages and your job, and you get off the road, you can't get back on, man. And they're always talking about game changers on the field. I want to talk to you about Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged and the work they're doing, man. They're really doing great stuff. We're always, you know, want to help you, man, and get back on the field and feeling good again. And here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with their expert clinical team and innovative treatments like ketamine therapy for depression, anxiety, and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, needs a little help, it happens. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged, heal out loud.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go, Woody. There you go. Now you got that right, music.
Some,
here we go.
Some early picks here, Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the damn games morning. Yet.
Well, that's the thing. I want to get this while your mind is still fresh.
All right, go ahead.
I think your mind is going.
Oh, they're showing that. We got highlights on our monitors up here, and Tua just threw that pick.
That guy just came out of nowhere, man.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the guy out in the flats wide open about the same distance. No, tight end.
Doesn't matter. That guy just came out of nowhere. What a play. What a fantastic play by the linebacker. Isn't that what he said? Anyway.
Looking at him the whole way. All right, go ahead.
Whatever. Champion boxer Mike Tyson's bringing his Return of the Mike show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood this December. Stories and more from Iron Mike. We got a chance for you to win tickets. Just text the word KID, K-I-D, to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. You were 6-7 last week, by the way, bringing you to a grand total of 15-13 on the season.
That's all right.
So you're 2 over .500. So
you know,
green.
That record will get you, you know, get you in a wild card or one of those last playoff spots.
You're in the green, my friend. So you're in good shape here. Let's start with the college game. We'll jump to the NFL games. Miami and Florida, Hard Rock Stadium, 9.5.
It's now 9.5.
It's moving, Joe. Games stink.
Man.
Games are good. It's moving.
Canes people put, oh boy, okay.
Miami win by 10 is the question we ask you right now, Joe.
I'm going to say Canes win, but they're not going to cover that spread. A little bit off last night. A little bit of flavor off last night.
Okay, so you're taking the Gators. Yeah. All right, mark it down. Jamie's keeping track of all these over here. All right, Joe.
My daughter said I had to. I spent a lot of money in Gainesville on her.
That's true.
Education.
That's true. All right. Sunday 1 o'clockers here. We got the Browns and the Packers. Green Bay is favored by 7.5.
Oh yeah, Pack. Pack
Games
all
in
over
Cleveland. Not that it matters.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Pack all over them. They playing everything.
All right.
They might be the best all around team in football.
Does Cam Ward get his first win here? They might be. By the way, Titans hosting the Colts. The Colts have been a nice little surprise. That is a spread of Indianapolis favored by 4.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go Indy. They got a little confidence here. The Daniel Jones story.
This is a strange spread here. Vikings are hosting the Bengals. Minnesota's only favored by 2.5. Of course, no Joe Burrow.
Boy, Minnesota's got their own problems, though.
Hmm.
Kid's out for a couple weeks.
Who are you going with?
I know, you don't care about all that. I'm going to go Minnesota.
Okay. Patriots and Steelers. Interesting game here from Foxborough. Steelers are favored by 1.5. Both teams 1-1. Kind of a critical game.
I'm going to go Pittsburgh. I'm still not drinking the New England Patriot Kool-Aid of what I saw 2 weeks ago.
All right. Eagles hosting the Rams. Philly favored by 3.5. Both of those teams are undefeated.
Where's that game?
In Philly.
Oh,
1 o'clock.
Let's go there. Let's go Philly. Philly right. Cheesesteak. Make that 2.
Few more 1 o'clockers here.
Good.
Bucks hosting the Jets. Tampa 6.5. Bucks are 2-0.
Oh, the Bucks are going to take care of them. I think that Monday Night Football. Let's just break it to those folks at ESPN right now and ABC.
A couple of winless. Yeah.
Hate to do it to you a month into the season, but you guys going to be looking at teams that haven't won a game yet.
Boy, they probably thought that was going to be a juicy matchup. We got Commanders and Raiders. Washington is favored by 3.5. Jaden Daniels, I know, is banged up.
He got to play,
I would think, but and well,
that's a big deal.
Nevertheless, but who are you taking here?
I'm gonna take Jaden Daniels because he's gonna play and he's still really good, even if he's not 100%.
You can't change your pick if he like last minute. So
I can't
in on the Commanders.
Is Mariota the backup there, right? Is that right? I think
probably he's the backup everywhere. Panthers and Falcons, Joe, 1 o'clock from Charlotte. Panthers are 0-2. Dolphins get them in a couple of weeks. Atlanta favored by 5.5 here.
I'm going to go Atlanta.
All right.
We're going to see both those teams, huh? Keep an eye on that one for me, Woody.
Here's a weird one. The Jags are hosting the Texans. The Texans are 0-2, and Jacksonville at 1-1 is favored in this game by 1.5. The Texans get their first win, or are they going to 0-3?
That Texans, that's a weird one, man. Supposed to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
But they've taken a few steps back. All right, you don't care about all that
stuff. You're talking yourself into Jacksonville here.
I am.
Sounds like. Okay, Jacksonville it is. Good game at 4:05. Here we start the 4 o'clock window. Chargers hosting the Broncos. L.A. favored by 2.5.
Yep.
Chargers?
I'm going to go Chargers. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
Officially buying in on the Chargers.
As long as Justin Herbert's still playing. Still the most important position in sports.
Seattle and New Orleans. From Seattle, the Seahawks are favored by 7.5.
I'll go Seattle.
4:25 now. Bears and Cowboys from Chicago. Dallas favored by 1.5. The Bears are winless. The Cowboys are 1-1.
Oh.
Good luck.
I'm going to go Dallas.
That's a toughie.
I still don't. Well, do you know anything about Caleb Williams? Do we know anything about him?
No. All I know is some people have given up. The coach, the team was supposed to be an offensive guru, and he had like a good opening drive, and people are like, he fixed Caleb Williams.
Yeah, they're getting on him.
Not so much.
They're getting on old Big Ben. We had him down here. They're getting on him a little bit.
Yeah. 49ers and Cardinals, 425 are here from Santa Clara. Joe, your neck of the woods
yeah.
there. San Fran favored by 2.5. Both of those teams are 2-0.
Yeah. Oh, good starts. I'm going to go Arizona. Boy, I did that against my 49ers I grew up with.
We got what has the potential to be a little bit of a clunker here on Sunday night. A couple of 0-2 teams, the Chiefs and the Giants.
What?
From New Jersey.
I heard everybody beating that up yesterday.
Kansas
what if
City is favored by 6.5.
Giants win. Giants I think Kansas City get their first win.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
I had trouble believing in that bad. It looks like they've got Worthy back this week. With that shoulder. By the way, if it's dislocated, good luck trying to play the first time you starts popping out.
You want to do your Monday pick now? Or you want to marinate a little? Yeah. I know you're going to take the Ravens regardless, so it's Ravens and Lions from Baltimore.
Man, that should be a great game.
Baltimore favored by 4.5. And I know you're going to take Baltimore because you love Baltimore.
I do. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Yeah, I would too.
Hey, listen, man. I think Dan Campbell's really good. Really good. He's what today's coach I think they're going to be going back to. It's all right. You can do tough love.
All right. Real quick, just going into this weekend, best team in the NFC, best team in the AFC. Who do you got? You in Green Bay still?
Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay.
So no Eagles?
No.
Okay.
AFC?
You saw the Bills last night. Are they the best team?
Man, I think the Ravens have more talent. They didn't beat them. I guess I got to go Bills.
Ravens, I mean, they collapsed in that game, though.
I know, and they'll play again.
Yeah.
I still think the Ravens are a better team.
I do,
overall,
too.
Talent-wise, yes, I think they're a better team. All right.
Who do you think's a better quarterback, Lamar or Josh?
I think Josh is better. I think Josh. Not by much, because I think Lamar's right up there. They got a special VIP club down in South Beach that they go to. It's called the Quarterback Club. Mm-hmm. You got to be really frigging good to get in there.
I think Baltimore.
There's only a few guys in that real frigging good. Tom Brady is, owns a piece of the club. That's a special one.
Problem is the Bills don't have any weapons that really scare you, right? Like,
by the way,
Baltimore's got
the way they use their guys. A lot of short crossing routes and
And
curl you up and scramble and run for an open spot. And I'll stay alive and keep the play alive. Yeah, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. All right, Woody, we got an 8 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to try to track down Omar Kelly. I don't know if he stayed out late last night, had too many chicken wings,
Do they have any of those?
Chasing little lady around up there in Buffalo, a little big girl out there.
Do they have any of those adult establishments in Buffalo?
They got them everywhere.
Buffalo?
I don't know, but I know the writers know. Hey, so let's just move on here. Let's keep going.
He likes the late night wings.
Yeah.
And those places.
That's only down here. What's the name of that private club used to be, or that adult club that used to be by QAM?
Well, still there. Tootsie's.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I couldn't remember it.
Omar likes the
wings. I drove by that once. I've never been inside that thing.
I'm sure you haven't.
All right, hey, it's truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers, and I got to tell you something, man. We got some great trucks. It's a weekend. If you're a truck person and you need big-time working truck, you need a truck to get around with the family because that's what you drive, or you just need an enjoyment truck as well, or a truck that can do all of it for you, we got a perfect Chevy truck for you to find out. Boy, we are proud of our trucks, like a durable Colorado with its standard turbo max engine and impressive torque. Got everything you could ever want here in South Florida to get around. Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power you could ever want for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior. Boy, I'll tell you what, you just hit a jackpot with that Silverado 1500. And how about that Silverado HD? All the confidence you'll ever need. Legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. Hey, to all you guys out there, this is how you make a living. You work not 5 days a week, 6, 7 days a week. you in that truck. You need a truck that works like you do. That's how you make a living, man. We got the Chevy truck for you. They're strong. They're durable. They're our number one seller, midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck. We got them all for you. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We've got one close to you for a great experience. Hey, spend a little time, take a test drive, get a great deal, and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.